it's Fuckers. Welcome back to another episode of Was That TMI, where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the fucking truth. Guys, it has been way too fucking long. It has been a month. Holy shit, I didn't realize how time fucking flies. I was not planning to take a month off. I've done that on my YouTube one time in the whole 2 years I've done it. And I've had my podcast for about, like, not even half a year and already took a month break. So that's not okay. That's not good. We don't let that slide around here, and it will not be happening ever again because I am hiring an editor. I tried to hire an editor for this episode and was kind of relying on that. I don't have fucking time to edit this shit. I really don't. As much as I love it, making it my own, this one is edited by me, by the way. So go Sadie, if you're editing, you got it, babe. I know you probably want to fucking throw your computer through a fucking window right now, but just keep pushing. I just don't have time to edit this. And I know that you guys are probably thinking, like, oh, she, like, shut the fuck up, like, whatever. I promise you, I don't. And I'm about to tell you why. But this episode is just going to be a motherfucking recap of my whole month since I took it. I didn't take it off. I recorded probably 3 episodes and then wound up never using them because I didn't like them. But this is going to be a recap of my whole month that was quote unquote taken off. But in what's something that's not quoted? Not quote unquote, fucking so busy and insane, I literally didn't have a second to stop and take a shit. Not actually, but, like, you know what I mean. Really quickly, let me give you the setting of where I'm filming right now. I'm in my 4Runner, Tom the Toyota, in my parents' driveway in Florida. So I'm at my parents' house, the one where my grandma's my roommate, in my car, in my driveway, because I can't go do this in my room right now, because every time I say the F word, my parents are gonna go, Sadie! So I'm outside of my car filming it. It is hot as shit in my car, but I can't turn it on because it's too loud, and I can't open the door because then you'll hear the fucking squirrels and birds. So I'm gonna be sweating my dick off in this episode. If I sound angry, it's probably because I am. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really happy to be here filming this. So this episode is titled, I've been traveling alone. I have been doing that. I have been doing that a lot. I've probably put 6,000 fucking miles on my car, on Tom. Poor boy, he's getting tired, just this month. And I'm about to tell you where, why, how, when, and what that was for. Really quickly though, how are you guys doing? How are you? How was a month break for me?
You guys are probably like, fucking great. It was really good, actually.
But how are you guys? I wish I could get a response. I wish I could. When I sit here and talk to you guys, I actually imagine you guys, like, just listening, all of you, in your car, in your house, at school, wherever you are. It warms my heart. I love actually how the podcast Instagram at Was That TMI, I can connect with you guys so much more because it doesn't have as big as a following as my other social media accounts. So it's like I really get to see the DMs, see the comments. It's so cool. And I love talking to you guys. You guys are so fucking sweet. It's great. This podcast is fucking, it's blowing my mind how well it's doing. And it's definitely not something I want to throw to the curb. I want to keep it going. They're going to be weekly episodes from now on. I just need a time. Anyways, how are you guys? I hope good. Let me hear an answer. Actually answer me. Come on. I don't give a fuck if you're sitting in your class and your teacher's fucking staring at you. Seem psychotic. Say good, bad. However you're doing, let's all leave our minds of busyness, stressfulness, whatever the fuck, some fucking boyfriend that's cheating on you, anything like that. I've been there. Let's all clear our minds and let's just have a good episode. Grab some snacks and let's get it going. Okay, let's go.
To begin, I am going to bring all of us back to, God damn it, did I delete the timeline out of my fucking notes?
There's a song I've wrote.
Bro, people want to hide their, like, my eyes only. Do not go into my notes if you find my phone.
Okay, that's really cool. I guess I deleted it.
Oh, I found it. Okay. I'm gonna bring all of us back beginning of February. So the beginning of this month, I had to go up to Georgia for merch. Let me explain my merch situation really quick. My merch, the first time I ever launched it, was my 17th birthday. My YouTube had kind of just started growing, like, beginning of the year for me. My birthday's in August. So it was like
I was pulling in the YouTube audience. I was still new to all of it, whatever. So I launched merch with the company. It all went great. They like handled everything. I was just basically a promoter for it. It was really good. My first ever launch was What's Up Fuckers. That has been my staple piece since I began. Literally I have videos of me fucking sneaking out of my house when I'm like 14 years old and I'm like vlogging it and I'm like, What's Up Fuckers? So I guess I've just been fucking saying that since I came out of the womb. And it's gonna stay my staple piece forever. My first launch of merch ever was August 21st, 2020. I was turning 17. You know what? I'll just get into it a little bit. Social people in social media, like in merch and shit, there's companies that like can do everything for you, handle everything for you. And a lot of people in social media end up going with those companies just because it's easy. It's like taken off your shoulders. You don't really have to worry about it. You can just give them designs or they design it for you, whatever. And then they handle everything, shipping, whatever. A lot actually goes into it. Anyone who owns their own business or like small business or runs their own website, props to fucking you because it's stressful as shit. Anyways, I had a company doing it all for me. It was great. And then I wound up kind of thinking about it and I was like, you know what? I really love merch. I really want to like, I don't know. I kind of just want it to be like mine, like fully mine. Like I handle, like I run the website. I have the back. And it's like seeing people wear it is so dope. And I think if I'm kind of running it all and like calling every single shot that goes into everything and like kind of handling it on my own, it'll mean even more to me. So I wanted to do that. So basically I kind of shut everyone out and which, like I said, everyone treated me great. Everyone that helped me out with merch, I appreciate it so much and it got me to where I am. But I now kind of run it. I now I'm kind of doing the shit with it. And let me tell you, it's not fucking easy. So props to people that do it on their own. Therefore, I've had to become a little businesswoman this month. I really have become a businesswoman this month. It's all in Atlanta. So I've been having to make trips up to Atlanta to really run it all, be on the inside of everything. So my first little trip up to Atlanta, like I said, beginning of February, of course, it was fucking traumatizing. You know, I do a lot of long distance car rides alone. I've done a lot of them. I actually find it very therapeutic. I actually really like it. So, you know, I don't really worry when I do it. I know I probably shouldn't be putting it on the internet because people are fucking weird and creepy. I probably should like buy some defense mechanism. You know what? Let's not get into that. I'm not trying to get fucking kidnapped. If you're listening to this and you think you have a shot, just know that I will stick my foot up your ass to defend myself. So don't even try me. But I'm going up to Atlanta. And on the way there, I mean, I need gas. Most of the time I can make it all the way without gas, but I need a gas. So I get on the highway and fucking Waze. If you guys know the app Waze, it can either be a fucking lifesaver or it can be a life killer. You don't know what its mind is doing. That app is fucking stupid. But sometimes it's good. So I normally use it and it tells me where the cops are. So when I'm doing 105 in a 60, I know to slow the fuck down because Waze will be like, there's a cop coming up and you're about to get your license taken away. So I needed to get gas and I get off an exit and Waze is taking me to a gas station right off the exit. I'm like, cool, get off, get gas, hit the road. Well, the gas station is fucking, it's not there. There's no gas pumps. It's just like being built. So I go to another one and it's fucking taking me like 15 minutes off this damn exit to a gas station. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. It's fine. I'll just go. Well, I get there. Waze took me to, I don't even know what the fuck I would describe this place. It took me to a crack town, a literal, like, you think about, like, a crack house. I was in a crack town. And I don't judge a book by its cover. I don't. If you were to come to my town, there's some areas that you'd be like, ooh, where am I? But no, this was a crack town. I'll tell you. I mean, literally, like, girls, I was seeing girls my age with like 50-year-old men that were not their fathers, I can tell you. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? And I can see, like, you know, in movies, you see those people like low-key dabbing each other up, but you know they're literally passing meth back and forth. But seeing that, people walking down the sidewalk, literally screaming at air, literally talking to themselves. It was just like, it was the fucking creepiest thing ever. Get to the gas station and I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm almost out of gas. I need to just get it. Hop out of the car, put my thing in. You know, I low-key was wearing like a swaggy outfit with my hood up. So I was like, okay, maybe no one's gonna fuck with me because I look kind of like badass right now. I get out, I start pumping my gas, and then it's not fucking working. It won't accept my card. And I'm like, all right, what the fuck? So I get back in my card, I leave Crackheadville, and I finally make it to another gas station off another exit. I wasn't in Crackheadville anymore, thank God. I get to this place and it once again won't accept my card. I get out, I untwist my little gas pump thing, I'm trying to put my card in, it's not taking my card. I'm like, what the fuck? So I get back in my car, I pull off from the gas station, and I'm going to a different one down the road. This is like already 30 minutes out of my fucking trip, probably 40. And I'm going down the road to another gas station, and I just hear like, it was like, I could hear Tom. It was like, and Tom's my car. It was literally like this, hitting metal. It was so weird, and I was like, what the fuck is going on? So I look in my fucking mirror, my side mirror. Yeah, I failed to put the fucking gas cap back on my little thing. Like, you know, you untwist the gas pump to put gas in. I fucking just left that hanging. So I'm just jolly riding down the road listening to fucking Kodak Black with my gas pump just chilling, hanging out. So I pull over in the middle of the fucking road. Like, you know how in the middle of the road they have those medians when you're on, like, a highway? I literally pull over in the middle of that shit, get out of my, turn on my hazards, get out of my car and put that shit on, because in my mind, I'm like, my car is going to explode if I don't do this right now. Cop passed me. I thought I was going to get a ticket. Whatever. Finally get gas from a gas station. I fucking didn't fail to put my gas pump on ever again, and I never will again, hopefully. That's like one of my biggest fears, and I did it. Finally do that. Finally get up to Georgia. Everything went fine up there. I spent about 3 days just literally back-to-back meeting with people for merch, whatever. So then on my last night in Georgia, I literally stayed up for whatever fucking reason. I decided to get 3 beers from the fucking hotel lobby and just work my little heart out. And then I just stayed up all night because I never wound up going to bed. And by the morning, I went, this is all a vlog, by the way, I went to that little cemetery I go see in Georgia. I think I've talked about that with y'all. And, went and stopped by there. And then I left Georgia, came back here. I actually slept in a parking lot for like 20 minutes because I was fucking terrified that I was going to fall asleep on my way back. But I finally got back to my parents' house in Florida and came in, went to bed. Next morning, I wake up and I get all my shit, like sorted out. Like when I got back from a trip, I got to sort out all my shit, get all my shit sorted out. I'm like, okay, I have a day to breathe. Like I'm fine. I'm not going to do anything today. I'm just going to chill the fuck out. And then I got a call from a friend in South Florida that was like, hey, you should come down to South Florida, like whatever, hang out. And I'm like, okay, you know what? I actually don't have anything going on. So I'll do that. And they were like, okay, cool. Like come tonight or tomorrow. And I was like thinking about it. And I was like, okay, you know what? I need to go to Tallahassee where my older brother goes to school at FSU. And I wanted to film a video there anyway. So I was like, what I'll do is I'll leave my parents' house. I'll go to Tallahassee and then I'll leave there and I'll go to South Florida. And so literally that same day, I jump in the shower, pack my bags, and I hit the road and I go to Tallahassee. Spent the night there. I was supposed to film a video, but it wound up not being able to be filmed. I was gonna do like, it doesn't even matter. I was gonna film a video that night. I wound up not. Stayed the night there. Next morning, went down to, it's not even really South Florida, it's like mid Florida, whatever. But went down there for a little bit. And then saw some friends for a few days, which was good. And then I decided that I really needed some sunshine. I wanted some UV rays on my face. I wanted a tan. I was like, I fucking need sunshine. It's winter. I need this. And great content, right? So I decided to hit the road and go down to Marco Island, Florida. Marco Island, which is like, I guess some people consider that south, some don't. But it's pretty down there. So I hit the road. And the reason I did this is because, yes, I wanted to go down and get some sunshine. But then also, I had to be back in Tallahassee in like 3 days. So I kind of had like 3 days to kind of chill and do whatever before I had to be back in Tallahassee to film a video again. And so I kind of just had some free time. So I go down to Marco Island, Florida. And let me tell you, was it interesting? This is all a vlog, by the way, on my YouTube. Everything I'm talking about right now is all a vlog. It's the vacation by myself or whatever. So I get down to Marco Island, Florida. And I want to say it was like Thursday. I don't really know. I had just gotten a hotel for like 2 nights. And I've traveled alone up to my hometown and like stayed in hotels by myself. Like I've done that. But I've never gone somewhere that I like wasn't familiar with completely alone. But you know, it's kind of like I'm in a position where if I like just wait around for friends to be able to go, it's probably going to be unlikely that I go. So it's kind of like I either make the decision to go alone and be somewhat lonely, but do what I want to do, or just hold back on that shit because I don't have anyone to go with. So I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go see how it is, whatever. Was it fun? I mean, I got what I wanted, which was tan, but it was just, I don't really know how great it is to be alone like that. I never got sad, which was good. I never had a mental breakdown. Like, I was doing pretty good. It's just a little bit like, I am like, this probably isn't that, and maybe it is healthy. I don't fucking know. But I mean, I'm very self-aware. So it's like, I was like, every time I walked into my hotel room, checking behind me to make sure some fucking stalker isn't gonna like push me into my room and kill me. Those thoughts do go through my head. It is creepy. It is scary. You do have to be very fucking safe. Like, fucking, we've all seen Mamma Mia, I'm sure. Like, this fucking, the second one especially, like, the beautiful little blonde little girl traveling, and like, it's so cool. Everyone wants to do that, but in the fucking world we live in, unless you want to literally get like killed, it's hard. Like, I feel like it's very hard. You have to be so careful, and that part of it is scary. It's very scary. And I feel for like my mom too, because I know she probably got no sleep thinking about me being by myself on the road, and then like all that shit. Like, I know she's probably freaking out. But I was down there for a few days. A few like funny things happened that actually are on camera. Like, I talked about meeting some of you guys and stuff. It's all on my YouTube if you want to go watch that. The video is pretty, like, it's funny and it's kind of short, so it's easy. So definitely go check that out. But I left Marco Island on Friday night, and I went back up to Tallahassee because the next day was something for my brother's baseball team was going on, and I wanted to film that. That video is like one of, especially recently of all videos I've done, one of my favorites. It's on my YouTube titled, He Kicked Me Out. Did that, and then got back home. I had like a week to kind of get all my shit done. I needed to like edit, I had to do more merch stuff, whatever, and then I had to get my hair done this previous week, February, it was actually the 23rd, I had to get my hair done in Georgia, and I had to meet with merch people again, so I knew I had to go back up to Georgia. So basically last, what was it, like Sunday or Monday, one of those days, drove up to Georgia. I had a dentist appointment the first day I got there, and then I don't know why the fuck I keep scheduling all my shit in Georgia when I literally moved to Florida, but I just fucking do. So I had to get up there on Monday, go to the dentist, and then on Tuesday I had to do meet with merch people, and then on Wednesday I was getting my hair done, and then on Thursday I had to go to the dentist again. It was just so much shit going on in one fucking week, but I got it all done. So I drove up there on Monday, I went to the dentist, and then they wound up telling me that I need to go to the orthodontist to get something checked on. I don't fucking know anything about teeth, but I just listen to what they tell me. Listen to this shit though. They tell me I need to go to the orthodontist, so I call my orthodontist that I haven't been to in like probably a year. I did the Invisalign treatment for my teeth. And like with Invisalign, what you can do is like once you do it and your teeth are straight, as long as your time frame is still open, you can be like, I want more trays to make them even straighter, and they'll do that for you. Holy shit, it's hot as fuck in this car. I've taken like 4 breaks. Oh my god, that wind feels so good. Okay, whatever. If I sweat, I'll lose weight or something. So I call my orthodontist and I made an appointment for the next day. Well, it was like a different office, which was going to be like over an hour away, but I was just like, fuck it, I'm up here, I'm just going to do it. So I woke up the next morning at like 6:30 a.m. Yeah, I don't know how I woke up.
Yep.
I don't know how I woke up that early. And I drove all the way to my orthodontist. I had never been to this location before. I loved my orthodontist. I actually love when people like have their hands in my mouth. Okay, whoa. The feeling of rubber gloves, like latex in my mouth, for some reason, it feels so good to me. Like when I'm like, when they're like scanning my mouth and doing all that shit, unless I'm like gagging, that part sucks. But like when they're like, just, I don't know. It's like so satisfying. I don't know. That's gonna come off really fucking weird. But I like it. And so I get excited to go to the orthodontist. I'm like, okay, cool. And I go to the orthodontist, new location, new people, immediately off the bat. This one girl, I mean, and let me say this, I don't know why. I think people just don't like people that are nice sometimes. Like, I feel like I walk in places and I try and be very smiley and hi, how are you? Yes, ma'am. No, sir. Yes, I'm Sadie. Like, I try and be very bubbly and nice and kind because I feel like it just sets the mood for everything. And I walk in, I'm being like that, and this one bitch just isn't having it. Like, she's just like, hey, so what are you here for? Like, are you Sadie? Okay, like, so what's going, like, just being like bitchy, like treating me like I'm a fucking 12-year-old kid who won't go home and tell my mommy that the orthodontist was being a bitch. And so she was literally treating me like I was trying to get like a free handout from them. Like, she was like, so you've already done your treatment with Invisalign, and Invisalign has a window of treatment. So, like, there's only so long when you can get new trays. So I just want you to know that. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, I was just at my dentist. They told me to call you guys and see if I could get more trays because they thought I needed them. And, like, I didn't know my time was up for Invisalign. And she's like, oh no, you have a year left. And I was like, okay, well then what the fuck is the issue? I didn't actually say that, but I was just like, oh, okay, well, good, I guess. Like, the what? And here's the thing that pisses me off. And this shit happens in the fucking business industry all the time, I swear to God. They literally treat kids like shit because they think that we just, like, won't say anything. Like, for example, I remember growing up, I would go to the nail salon. And, like, when it got to the point when I could go by myself, I felt like they would do my nails shittier than what they would do with my... if my mom was there, because it's like they, I feel like sometimes people cheat you out because you're a child and they don't think it matters, which, like, I get if some kids are, like, rude and disrespectful and you're kind of just like, holy fuck, get these people out of my space. But it's like, it just pisses me the fuck off and I don't think it's okay. And I knew that this lady was being like that. Like, just the shit that she was saying, like, she was fucking questioning me on if I, why am I so angry about this? She was, like, questioning me on if I wear my retainer or not. And she was, like, going the fuck off about it. Like, she was like, so, do you wear your retainer? And I was like, yes, I wear it every night. And she was like, okay, but, like, are we really wearing that? And I wanted to be like, bitch, if you had a fucking grown-ass adult in here, you would not be questioning them on wearing their fucking retainer. And literally, I kid you not, probably 5 times she asked me about my damn retainer and if I wear it. And then fucking, she was like, so where is that retainer? And I was like, it's at my house. And she was like, so you didn't bring it? And I'm like, no, I don't fucking carry my retainer in the car with me. Like, it was, she was just being such a bitch to me. And it was so weird, and it pissed me off too, because I've already paid for all of it, and they've never treated me badly until my payments were done.
Okay, you know what? I wasn't gonna say this because I'm such a pussy, but I actually left a bad review because I was so angry, and, like, I didn't let it fuck up my day. But let me say this. I mean, I was killing her with kindness. I was telling her how pretty her hair was, how she had a nice smile, asking her where she grew up, like, all this stuff, just trying to be nice. And she did make a few comments to me about how she, like, hated a few spots. And I was kind of like, oh, I think those areas are pretty. And she's like, no, because there's people there. Like, I don't like being around people. And I was like, all right, well, then why the fuck do you work with people? But I kind of feel bad, but I don't. But I basically just said, I was like, I've been going here since I was 14. I always loved going to the orthodontist. And they just treated me so badly. I'm guessing because I'm, like, an 18-year-old girl and they just figured that I wouldn't say anything. But, like, fuck that shit. Just people can be so unprofessional and it pissed me off. Holy shit, I'm literally sweating head to toe right now for you guys. I hope my neighbors can't fucking hear me on this. They're gonna be like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch?
Anyways, got that shit done. Then I went, I had to go meet the merch guy later that Tuesday, so I went and did that. Then on Wednesday, I went and got my hair done by the best ever, Salty Man, Lacy Man. I've talked about that. If you go on my Instagram, I have a hair highlight. They do my hair so good. I literally will drive 6 hours to see them. I don't give a fuck. They're the only people I trust touching my head, and they kill it every time. It looks so good. I posted some stuff on my Instagram, so I'm more blonde now, bitches, and I know my papa. It's so funny because they like my brown hair. My grandparents like my brown hair better, but my papa always makes jokes, like, whenever I'm, it's not even, I don't even say stupid shit, but I'll, like, genuinely just ask a question. He'll, like, grab my head and be like, yep, you're blonde though. I'm ready for some more of those, papa, if you're listening. There's no fucking way. Did that, but that was kind of it for my month. It kind of went by really quickly. Okay, so I'm adding this in off of my phone, so I don't know what the audio is gonna sound like, but I completely forgot to tell you guys about fucking me getting in a car accident. Okay, it wasn't really a car accident, but Tom has a boo-boo now, and it's so sad, but also kind of looks cool because it's like battle scars. So I was parking. This is on the Was That TMI Instagram, pictures of it. I lucked out, and this is why you should always just do what you think is right. Just listen. So I'm backing up into a parking spot, and I was, like, looking at my backup camera, and I swear to God, those are, like, my worst enemies is fucking backup cameras, because the only 2 times I've been in, like, accidents was fucking using a backup camera. But I'm backing up using the stupid ass backup camera, and it says I have plenty of room. I'm not going that fast. I'm kind of going slow. I'm backing up, And literally, it's just, like, metal fucking crunching. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I was with my friend, who I did a YouTube video with. I was actually with Balin. And I was backing up. And fucking, I hear this metal crashing. And he's like, stop. And I was like, what? And he was like, you're literally hitting that car. And I fucking look over. I'm literally, like, sideswiping the fuck out of this car that's parked next to me. So I immediately, like, I think I was kind of in shock. I just, like, moved my car forward. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like, what did I just do? How the fuck did that just happen? And of course, it's not like a parking lot where like no one is. It's like every fucking spot is full in this bitch. So I pull back around. I don't know what to do. I'm like, do I leave a note? There's no way in hell I'm gonna be able to find this person who was driving this fucking car. Tom has a fucking, it looks like a goddamn cheetah, mauled the shit out of him. And I was just like, what do? Do I call my dad? I knew that my fucking dad was gonna be like, are you serious, you dumb little bitch? Just kidding. He's not that mean. But I didn't know what to do, and I didn't fuck up this car that badly, but I knew for a fact that, like, in my mind, I don't know shit about cars. I'm like, okay, it could be like $100 to fix, or it could be $5,000. I don't fucking know. And so I wound up leaving a note because I couldn't just wait there all day. I had to go get my hair done. This happened right before I was getting my hair done. I wound up leaving a note on the car, and think, oh my God, literally, I'm so blessed. I didn't have sticky notes or anything in my car. All I had was my little girl Bible, so I had to rip a page out of it, but it was so good because it was like, on one side of the note, it was like, I accidentally hit your car, please call me. And then on the other side of the note, it was like, Jesus loves you. And I was like, okay, maybe they're gonna think I'm a good person. So I'm literally sitting in this hair salon, like, shitting myself the whole time, because I'm like, okay, this person's either just not gonna call me, or they're gonna call me. You never know. They could be pissed, and they could be like, I want your insurance, I want all this, which I can't fucking afford for my insurance to go up again. You just never know what's gonna happen. And before I left, my hair done, actually, the car was gone. So I was like, maybe they're not gonna call me. So I'm sitting there the whole time waiting for them to call me. Finally, I get a call, and I didn't answer it because I was just sitting in the hair salon. I didn't want to. And they left a voicemail, and they were so nice. And they were like, hi, I'm the person's car you hit. I just want to say I really appreciate the fact that you left your number and a note. Because, like, when you think about it, most people could just fucking leave. Most people could leave and just let it be. And she was like, just please, like, call me when you can. So I called her and I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. And, like, I'm assuming you want it fixed. I'm gonna pay you. However, I actually went to the bank and I got out cash just in case that I saw the person, like, getting in their car. I could just be like, look, I can just give you this cash right now. Because my biggest thing was, like, if they go through insurance, then your fucking insurance, like, raises your shit. And then it just causes a mess, and all the prices on everything go up, and it's just so much easier to, like, give someone money. I was just like, I'm gonna pay you, like, however you would like. And she was like, okay, let me call you back. So I was so grateful. She just, like, texted her mechanic or something, and he, like, gave her a quote of how much it was gonna be. And then I told my dad, and my dad was like, yeah, that's probably accurate. And I just got to send her the money. But it was, like, so crazy because in my mind, I'm like, okay, if I don't do that, it's a hit and run. That's illegal. But she was, like, going to, like, the end of the earth to be like, thank you so fucking much for leaving your number, because, like, most people would not do that. So I really, really appreciate it. And I was like, damn, that's so cool. And karma's a bitch. So think about that, guys. Just know, if you hit someone's car, do what Sadie would do. Leave a name and a number. Have them call you, and I feel like you'll look out with a nice person. But Tom does have a battle scar. I don't know if I'm gonna get him fixed, because I think it's kind of a good story. But anyways, I'm back in Georgia, or not Georgia, geez. I'm back in Florida. It's February. I'm literally recording this the same day it's getting posted. I'm about to edit it as soon as I click done recording. But I'm back in Florida. Tomorrow, I'm filming a video with Cooper. Here's the issue, guys. YouTube for so long became like a backhanded thing for me. Like, I put it on the back burner, whatever the fuck it's called, because I was just kind of caught up in being a kid, and I wanted to kind of live out the end of my senior year. I was kind of just, and then at the same time I moved, I got lost. I've talked about it so much that I don't feel like keep on talking about it. You guys are probably sick of hearing it, but YouTube was on the back burner for a while. Then the podcast came out. podcast is doing really great. I'm so fucking grateful for it. I mean, you guys are awesome. The amount of people who listen, it blows my fucking mind. Then the end of last year and the beginning of this year, I kind of was going through it a little bit. And then YouTube, I wanted to pursue YouTube really hard again. And I'm really in a good place. And I've been posting so consistently on YouTube. I love it. Every single video that comes out, like, I'm proud of it and I love it. And that's like how it was in the beginning. So I finally kind of got my groove back with YouTube. And it's not that I'm now putting the podcast on the back burner. It's just that I literally don't have enough time to put my full effort into both unless I hire an editor for this. So I mean, and I love editing them because I like kind of putting my own twists on it, but I definitely do need to find a editor for the podcast, and that's in the works. But podcasts from now on will be weekly. Same with YouTube videos. I posted a YouTube video yesterday. I did it with my friend Balin. I'm sure a lot of you guys know who that is. He's a other YouTuber, so it was really cool. And I did a drive with us that's super funny. Go check it out if you haven't seen it. But yeah, they're gonna be weekly from now on. Same with YouTube. So I'm really pushing it. And then the What's Up Fuckers merch is gonna get released probably in the next 2 weeks, which I'm super, super excited about. And then Was That TMI merch is coming, which is also so fucking dope. I'm so excited for merch. It's honestly, it's been kind of a hassle to get this shit all up and going, but it's so worth it because I'm so excited about it. And so many designs are coming in and so many cool things. It's just so fucking dope. And I'm so excited to release What's Up Fuckers again. It literally hasn't been out for like 2 years, so it feels awesome to be able to put that back out there. But this isn't the end of the episode. I haven't been here for a month. So also, if you hear that reclining, it's my seat. Oh my God, I am dying. You guys don't understand how hot I am right now. I'm literally fucking sweating head to toe. Oh, let me tell you though, I am, after going to Marco Island and getting a good ass tan, I am so pale now, and I'm really struggling to give up tanning beds. Last time I went in one was about 2 weeks ago, and I told myself that I would never get in one again, and I told God I wouldn't, just because it's like, if I were to get skin cancer, I would regret every single fucking time I stepped into one of those things, because it's like, you're taking a lifelong risk, and like a really high risk of getting something so bad just for like a temporary tan in my head. But then at the same time, I know how much I hate being pale. Like, I look like a fucking ghost right now, and it's terrifying. Like, I literally look in the mirror and I'm like, oh my God, I look like I literally just fucking shot up in my car. But I'm really trying to give it up. So if you're in the same boat as me, if I can do it, you can do it. And if you can do it, I can do it. So let's just think that way. If I do step in one again, I will be letting you guys know, just because I'm not going to fucking lie. But as of right now, I'm not doing it. Okay? I'm not doing it right now, I promise. Fuck, as I'm probably going to be in one tonight. No, I won't. I won't. You'll find out on Instagram if I am. But I want to talk to you guys. A lot of you guys have been asking questions. A lot of you guys give me scenarios on the Was That TMI Instagram. And it's super interesting to look at. And I want to respond to them because they're really cool and interesting. This girl said, every time I have temptations to text my ex, I blast your podcast and remind myself I'm better than that. Guys, we are, okay? No Flocking by Kodak Black. Blast that shit. No sad music. I cannot. Literally, music, it's so fucking crazy. Okay, you know what? Fuck it. I'm talking about this. It's so fucking crazy how music literally changes your fucking mind, your mindset, fucking the way you'll go about your day. It's insane. I've literally, like, almost studied my own self. If I wake up and I listen to some, like, I don't know, what's a good example of a song? Like, Sleep on the Floor by the Lumineers. Great fucking song. Great song. I could listen to that until I die. Great band. Love that type of shit. But it's, like, it puts me in the mindset of, like, chill. Like, it makes me want to, like, get out a book and read. Like, it really just kind of doesn't put me in, like, a working mode. If I get up in the morning and I'm listening to fucking some rap shit, like, literally rap, it's like, it puts me in a mood of, like, let's fucking go. Like, let's go. Let's fucking work, blah, blah. If I listen to country, it makes me want to fucking settle down and buy a house. Like, I'm not even kidding. My mindset changes. Like, if I listen to country music, I want to drink a beer. I genuinely want to get out a beer and drink a beer and just, like, have, like, conversations about life that go nowhere and they're, like, reoccurring. You know what I mean? It's like, if I'm listening to rap, it makes me, like, want to work hard. If I listen to, like, party music, like Lady Gaga type shit, it makes me want to go to the club. If I listen to sad music, I get sad. I get sad. I literally get sad. It, like, music literally changes people. And, like, just think so much, oh my God, I'm sweating so much right now. So if you're going through a cheating stage, a relationship, like, all I'm gonna say, no sad music, okay? No sad music, because that shit will fuck you up. Okay, so this girl said, "Hey, Sadie, I've been watching your podcast. I'm fucking dying over your drunk one."
That one actually did really good, and I find it so funny.
She said, "I'm literally wondering if you have ever experienced something like this. So my psycho ex-boyfriend manipulated me, fucked me over for 1 year. After I finally cut him off, everyone hated him because he was an asshole. So months passed, and he realized that karma wasn't coming to get me, so he is currently out for revenge. He is trying to get people to not like me and say shit every time I see him. I literally don't know what to do from here. Any help?" Okay, wait, hold on. Let me read that back one more time. So your psycho ex fucked you over and you cut him off. Everyone hated him because he was a dick. Oh, so he's kind of pulling like this card if he wants to get revenge on you. Revenge for what is my question? Why is he getting revenge on you? I guess because he just hasn't come to terms that he's a dick. And so he thinks that you deserve revenge. Let me tell you what that sounds like to me. And I don't know this boy, so I don't know. But to me, this sounds like he's immature. Okay? That's what I'm hearing. Because he's not taking fault and realization that he was a little shit. And he just thinks that you're a bitch. And he's probably insecure. Because people that are insecure or immature and just have this mindset of like they can never almost do wrong, they can never be the bad person. And let me say, I kind of struggle with this in a way of like I always need to be right. Like if me and my dad are in a fight, I never let him die down. But in situations, I always try and step in other people's shoes, and I do see where I do wrong. You know what I mean? And it's like if I were to fuck someone over, I see it. But he's probably just not realizing where he did wrong, and he thinks that you're a bitch from everyone hating him because people probably realize the real person he was, and he thinks that he should take that back out on you because he's insecure. So my advice is leave it. Let him do what he wants. Because here's the thing, the more you try and step in and the more you try and hear the rumors that are coming out about you and answer them and get into it, people will always have shit to say. People will always say something else. Literally, that's how even I am. People have met me, like you, some of you guys have met me, and I've had people be like, "Yeah, so-and-so met you and they said that you were a bitch." And I'm like, "Okay, well, you're meeting me right now. Do you think I'm a bitch?" And they're like, "No." And I'm like, see what I mean? It's like, so many people can say anything they want. Someone could literally say to someone else, "Oh my God, I've met Sadie Crowell and she was literally such a bitch and she was talking so much shit on so-and-so." And it could be a complete fucking lie. But it's like, if I go out and I try and defend myself and talk about it, I'm bringing attention to something that never happened. Why would you do that? So I'm sure him trying to get people to not like you, it's stupid, and don't even address it, just let it be, and eventually he'll realize that he can't get to you and that he's fucking, like, it's not working, and he'll stop. And I think that's, like, even in social media, like, me doing social media, do you know how much shit I see online that's not true? But it's like, why the fuck am I gonna bring attention to it? Like, it's just, it's stupid. Even, like, I think cancel culture, like the people immediately want to jump the gun and apologize or speak on things and stuff like that, and it's like, just shut the fuck up and let it be, because people are gonna forget about it. And especially if it's not true, why would you say anything? Why are you gonna address it? I just let shit be. I don't fucking address things. I know the person I am, and I think people in my life and a lot of you guys know the person I am as well. And at the end of the day, that's all I need. If someone doesn't like me for some reason and I try and prove to them that I'm not that person and they don't like it, whatever. Let me give this example too. I had this one girl who's always thought that I hated her, and I didn't even really know her, so I don't hate anyone. I've said that so many times. I don't actually hate anyone. Hate's such a strong word, and in my mind, we all come from God and we're all a family at the end of the day. I don't hate anyone. Are there things I dislike about people, and are there people that I dislike? Yes, but I don't hate anyone. And there was this one girl who thought I hated her so much, and she would tell everyone, "She hates me, she hates me, she hates me." And I can't express to you, I sat down and I talked to this girl more than one time, saying to her, "I don't hate you. I have no reason to hate you. If I hated you, I wouldn't sit down and talk to you like that. I don't know why you think that." Some people at the end of the day will never accept that. They just won't. They just think in their own head that they know what's in your brain and what's going on, and it's not true. So in my thing, it's like, you can only do so much, and you just gotta let it be. So the girl who asked that question, maybe try and talk to him. Maybe try and have a civil conversation with him and just say, "Look, dude, like, I don't know what's going on, but let's just be civil and let's just part ways, whatever the fuck." And if you don't think that that's worth it, then just let him do whatever the fuck he wants to do and just leave it be. When people bring up rumors to you, just be like, "That's not true, and you can think whatever you want." You know what I mean? I think leaving stuff be, kind of just, you just gotta be the bigger person and stuff like that. This girl, it's not really a question, but she said, going through a hard breakup right now and your mindset on life is really how I'm trying to be right now. I wish I could think the same and expect some things aren't meant to be. It's honestly really, really been helping me. Let me say this. So I do have that mindset, and that is the mindset I try and push online, and I'm really happy that I do because I think it helps a lot of people. I'm gonna go more deeply into, I think, my 9th grade experience and how hard it was and how deep it really got, and not a lot of people know that. I didn't want to get deep. A big part of me really could not be here today. I could have not been here today if I had followed through with some thoughts and stuff in 9th grade. I mean, I could have made a really bad decision, and I look at it now and I'm like, thank God I didn't, because I wouldn't have any of this. And it's really crazy. And, you know, I questioned at the time, and even now sometimes I look back on how hard high school was for me and stuff, and I'm just like, why did I get so deep? And like, what was the reason for God or whatever you believe in, the universe? What was the reason that my life got like that? Like, why did I get so deep and kind of get to a spot where I wanted to die? I think about it now and I'm like, I don't think I would be here today if I hadn't have gone through that. I think you sometimes have to go through stuff to get the better, and that will happen your whole life. It's not like it's only going to happen once and then you're never going to go through bad shit again, at least in my experience. I mean, I had a hard time in the beginning of high school, and then stuff started turning around, and then I had more hard times in high school, and then stuff would turn around, or sometimes it wouldn't. Sometimes it takes a while for shit to turn around, but it's like, let me say this. I made a whole podcast episode about kind of getting cheated on, whatever. And it's like, you know what? At the time, it sucked, but I tried to stay in the mindset of like, whatever, like shit will turn around, like whatever. And I'm so happy that that situation happened, because I wouldn't be in the mindset I am today if it didn't. And I mean, to me, it didn't really take time, because I think I was kind of just mad and then switched up everything real quick. But it's like, I was heartbroken for like 3 days, but I was going through a little bit of a heartbreak at the end of the year last year. And it's like, I'm so fucking grateful that happened, because now I'm in like the best place I feel like I could be in. I'm so happy. I have my passion back for all this. And it's like, everything happens for a reason, you know, everything in my mind happens for a reason, even if we don't see it. And you just kind of go with it. And it does get hard, but I think kind of just knowing a positive will come, even though you doubt it so much or you're not sure, you just have to really put in your head and have faith that something good will come out of everything. And it really, really will at the end of the day. And you might not even realize what that good thing was. Like, maybe all the good thing was you just learning something. And at the time you won't realize that, but something good does always come around. Oh my God, here comes Cooper. Hey.
What you doing?
Recording my podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Hey, I have a question.
Yeah.
Was there any way you could take me to get Dominic?
Yeah, sure.
You know where it is, right?
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you want to say hi on the podcast?
Sure.
Hey, guys. This is my 12-year-old brother, Cooper. I'm sure most of you might know him. Say what's up.
What's up, podcast? Welcome back to Was That TMI.
Anything you want to say about the podcast? Have you listened to it? Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. It's like the best podcast ever.
Really? You can be honest. If you hate it, you can say that.
Yeah, I like it.
It's good. Well, thanks, but yeah, I'll take you to get your friend in a minute.
All right.
Love you. See, that's why I love living at home. I love my little family.
Damn.
Okay, but that's it for this episode. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy that the podcast is coming. I'm getting an editor. It's all gonna be good. Also, oh my God. I felt that in my butt. Also, guys, I'm so excited because since I am doing merch alone, we are getting merch for Was That TMI, and it's not going to be just like t-shirts and stuff like that. It's going to be cute. I'm so excited. I always wear little like crop tank tops and stuff like that. So Was That TMI is going to kind of have that little thing. So if you guys have any merch ideas, designs, sayings, anything, DM it to me. I literally love seeing all your guys' stuff, and you never know, you could DM me something and I could be like, yo, I want you as my designer for shit. So seriously, guys, feel free to send me anything. I love it. Any questions, anything, hit up the DMs at Was That TMI. I read them all. Comments, anything. Seriously, hit me up. Let me know. I try and respond to as many people as I can on there. You guys are the best, and I love you so much. Stay kind, stay having fun, and always be yourself, okay? Love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful for you, and I'm so excited that we're back, baby. That was that TMI, where we tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth with Sadie Crowell. I love you guys so much. Bye.